Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, great. I'm asked to say a little prayer on behalf of everybody in this group to Mother Ganga and to all other people. Well, this prayer is very famous in Varanasi, and that we do in every ritual. When the ritual will start here in front of you, the same prayer they will also do. So the same prayer I am going to sing for you, just enjoy the wonderful vibration of that prayer. Om Shri Ganeshaya Namaha. Om Gananam Tva Ganapati Gunghavamahe Priyanam Tva Priyapati Gunghavamahe Baso Mama Aham Garbhadhama Tvama Jasi Garbhadhama Bhadram karne bhihi shunyam devah Bhadram pashe makshabhir yayatrah Sthirai rangai tushtvangam Swastanubhi vyashem devahitam yadayuhu Om swastina indro vriddhashravah Swastina Pukhaha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starakshyo Arishtanemihi Swastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantam Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet Om Vishvesham Madhavam Dhundhim Dandapanim Cha Bhairavam Vande Kashi Guham Ganga Bhavani Manikarnikaha Om Sanandamanam Davane Vasantam Anandakandam Hatapapa Vrindam Varanasi Nathamanathanatham Shri Vishwanatham Sharanam Prapadyai Om Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Mritam Gamaya Om Shantihi Shantihi, Shantihi.
Only the last three lines I would like to tell you what is the meaning. I said, Asato Ma Sadgamaya. O God, take me from the incorrect, from the lie, from the illusion to the perfection. Second was Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya. Take me from the darkness to the light. And finally, Mrityor Ma Mritam Gamaya. Take me from the death to immortality. That is the meaning of total prayer. So, thank you very much. God bless you, everybody. Be happy. Thank you.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We are not in a public place. We are in a very public place. Dear ones, what you hear behind me is the activity in Varanasi. at the Ganges steps. This is indeed one of the most holy places you could be in this land of joy. And what you hear behind me as those celebrate and bathe is joy. Let there be no mistake that this is a joyful place filled with celebration that they could be here at all. It's in contrast to so many systems which also have steps to climb and water to wash in. This one is different. Even before I tell you more about the land of 100,000 temples, I want to review something with you that we have not spoken of before, for a long time. This is the Ganges. And this is something that perhaps you have heard about all your lives. You've also perhaps heard of what else might be here. I would like to remind you of something that we have taught for now 28 years. Consciousness changes physics. We have given you scientific proof. We have given you that which is validation over and over, and the teaching we have said that when you become one with your own cells, you can change the literal physics not only inside you but around you. This is the premise of the Kryon work, which is also the key of the teaching of the Hindu. We have been teaching for so long some of the premises to the West that the group here in the millions understand intuitively and have been taught from birth. If you stopped one of these and spoke of past lives, they would know exactly what you're speaking of. If you talked about ascension and God inside, they would all know what you're speaking of. But let me tell you something else that they may not be aware of, not at a personal level. There was a scientist, a Japanese man named Masaru Emoto, and he proved conclusively as a crystallographer that water could be changed with consciousness. The idea that consciousness itself has an energy and a power that can change the physics of molecular structure was proven by Emoto. And here we are at perhaps the center of one of the most polluted places by perception of the planet. And yet they swim in it and they wash in it and they drink it. I am telling you right now that in the area you're very, very close to and sitting in right now, there are millions collectively who have a consciousness to clean this water. And it works. Not only that, the unspoken is the joy and the miracles and the mysticism that happens where you sit. And there will be story after story after story of what happens here, some of which is never made public. Because of the consciousness of belief and the celebration of the oneness and the release that is here, dear ones, physics is different in this area. And this has been proven over and over. The land is known as the land with 100,000 temples. So I want to do something briefly with you. It's something we did not too long ago in the land called Egypt. I want you to think about building your own temple. inside the oneness temple. It will be yours, and the temple is in honor of the higher self or God inside. This is what has been taught for 28 years by Kryon. In every single human being, there is God. There is no accident that you exist. You are here for a reason. And you are all identical, all humans made and created equal with the God inside. So let's build a temple to the God inside right now. And if you did such a thing in this place, this amazing place, how would you start? What would the foundation be for your temple? The temple to the higher self of oneness within you. What energy? How would you categorize the foundation? So I'm going to give you the answer. I want the foundation to be truth. The foundation has to be unshakable. It has to survive earthquakes and floods and trauma in your life. And the only thing that could survive this would be basic truth of God. And the truth we speak of is what is celebrated right now. One God inside each, seen by all, greeted by the Namaste. This is the one truth, and it is planetary. It belongs to all. Not necessarily believed by all, but it is there. This is the basic truth of the land. This is the gold we spoke of. And this is the foundation of your temple. Next, add the walls, the pillars that are going to support the top of the building and the roof. And what would those be? What would that be to support such a thing as the grandness of the roof? Let's make that knowledge. And that knowledge is pure. And the knowledge is what you receive through the Akash for years and years as you become an old soul. The Akash is that accumulation of all that you have lived through and all that you have collected. Let's let that Akash and the knowledge of the ages old soul support what is next coming. You have the truth of the foundation. You have the pillars now built of the knowledge that you have that brings you to this place. And the final thing, almost, will be the roof. The roof must then cover and support. It will enclose you into this bubble that your temple then will be complete with. And the roof will be made of love, that which supports you above, that which you can count on to shield you from all things, from the negativity, from the frustrations, from the inhumanity. Love will be that which is your roof and shield you from all of these things. In this beautiful temple that you put together by yourself. And you may now say, well, the temple is complete. Well, it is not. For you have to describe what is inside the temple. It is a temple to honor your higher self, the oneness of all things. And yet, inside it, there's something extremely personal. And I'll tell you what it is. It has a name. And the name is self-worth. In other words, it will shield and support the fact that you are a magnificent creature called a human being with a soul that has in it and with it the oneness of God. The self-worth says, I belong here. I can do anything here. I can change the physics even of the surrounding I have here. I control my own future here. I am that I am. In this precious place that is so joyful to so many, as the celebration continues on the steps of the Gandhi. Can you do this? Can you be part of this? Can you be one with what you hear and you see? Can you celebrate the bathing of those around you who are doing just that? And in their own way, my partner says they're giving each other high fives, which means they celebrate each other's celebration. I want you to listen for a moment to what you hear. Dear ones, this is the oneness with humanity, with the elements, even with the river. Don't forget this moment. And so it is.